Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezeichet Find Yerziv Kahagun, Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says, Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodah Zarah, a city that has Avodah Zarah, which means that they're celebrating a holiday for their Avodah Zarah on a particular day. Chutzal Mutar. Outside of the city, it's permitted to do business with people, even though it's in very close proximity to the city. That's because we could assume that anybody located outside of the city doesn't serve the Avodah Zarah of the city, rather a different one. Let's say Chutzal Avodah Zarah, outside of the city, even if it's in close proximity to it. There's some sort of holiday for an Avodah Zarah. Toicha Mutar, inside the city, is permitted to do business with non-Jews because we assume, once again, that the Avodah Zarah inside the city is different than outside. The question is, Ma'ole Lech L'Sham, what about going to the city on the day that they're celebrating for the Avodah Zarah? A guy needs to take care of some sort of other business there. Is he even allowed to go into the city? And the answer is, B'zman Shedech Miuched Eslaise Makoim, Aser. The pathway, the road that goes to the city only goes there and it stops there. It doesn't go any other place. So it's Aser for him to go because people are going to know he is going to the city and then it's going to look like he's going to that city for the holiday of their Avodah Zarah. However, if he's able to go on this path either to the city that's celebrating or to a totally different place, so then Mutar, he's allowed to go because it doesn't look like he's dafka going to this city which is celebrating. Another case, Yerushesh Avodah Zarah, a city which is celebrating for their Avodah Zarah, and there's two different types of stores. Some of them are decorated, some aren't. This was a story in a place called Beis Shan. The Chum said, Hamutaris Hasuris, Vishain Mutaris Mutaris. The ones that are decorated are usher to purchase things from. The ones, however, which are not decorated, one is allowed to buy things from there, and that's because the decorations on the store show that they give some of their profits, some of the money that they make, to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, a Yid can't go in there to buy anything. But if the store is not decorated, you could buy something from there because you know that that's not going to have any effect on the Avodah Zarah. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Eilu Dvar Masurim Lim Kor Levi Chavim. The following things: one is not allowed to sell to an idol worshiper, even if it's not on their holiday throughout the year. One may not sell the following things to an Avodah Zarah. Number one is shebalin, which is a type of fruit from a cedar tree. Ubenayis shuach, this is a very special type of white fig. And in regards to both of these fruits, ubetaytrei sehen, while they're still attached to their stems, because when it still has its stem on it, it's very fancy and nice and mechubid, and the guy's going to hang it in front of his Avodah Zarah as a decoration, and therefore you can't sell it to him. Another thing that's not allowed to be sold is ulavina, a type of spice, v'tarnagol alavon, and a white chicken. All these things are considered very chashuv, and they're going to be used for the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, mutar limkor lo tarnagol alavon bein tarnagolim, if he's selling the Avodah Zarah a whole bunch of chickens, and it happens to be that one of them is white, so then he could sell all of them, including the white one, because obviously he's not buying the white one for his Avodah Zarah, he's just buying a whole bunch of chickens because he needs them for one reason or another. Now, if this is the only chicken that the Yid has, a white one, and he needs to sell it for whatever reason, so then he should cut off a finger of the chicken, one of its toes, and then sell it, because they're not going to bring something which is a chaser, it's missing a limb for the Avodah Zarah, and that's a situation he could sell the white chicken in. And Ushar called Varm regarding all other things that are not necessarily chashov, they're just regular everyday items. So Staman Mutar, if he's just selling it Stam, and the Avodah Zarah didn't say anything, he didn't say that I'm buying it for my Avodah Zarah, so you could sell it to him, no problem. Ufei Rushon Asar, but if he expressed himself that yes, I'm buying this for my Avodah Zarah, so then he's not allowed to sell it to him. Rav Meir says, Av Dekel Tov, even good dates, V'chatzov, V'nik Libam, two different very fancy types of plants, Asar Limkor Lev Dichavim, one is not allowed to sell to idol worshippers, because since these are very fancy things, they're going to end up using them for their Avodah Zarah. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.